Welcome to Sakel and Emmis. This is your podcast where we wish to bring to you good news of the Messiah Yeshua, stories from the field, your questions, personal essays, as well as wonderful music. This program is geared with you in mind, and we welcome your feedback. You can get in touch with us at www.appleofhiseye.org, or you can write me personally, Steve Cohen, your host, at scinfl@aol.com. But for now, we encourage you to sit back and relax and enjoy our latest edition of Sakel and Emmis. I'm sitting out in the jungle with my friend Jill Watt, and wanted to have a chance to introduce her to you today and have her tell you a little bit about believing in Jesus and being Jewish at the same time. Jill, tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Where did you grow up?
New York.
What was your spiritual life like?
I grew up in New York. Both my parents are Jewish. My father's family comes from Russia. My mother's from Vienna. She was in Vienna and saw the day that Hitler invaded. They put her on the Kinder transport train, and she grew up in England for a while and was reunited with her family. All my life growing up with them, they were secular Jews. They went to temple until my brother was bar mitzvahed. And then we didn't really go to temple anymore. But I remember sitting near my dad and hearing the music, and I wanted more than that when I got older. My roots were dissolved. My parents divorced, and it seemed like I lost direction.
What helped you in considering spiritual things? Where were you at in your life?
My best friend was Catholic, and she had a family, a large family. I always liked going there and being with them during holiday times. And I was very drawn to Jesus at that time through my friendship with her. I like to do art, and I used to make weavings of a cross and little gifts for her. At Easter time, I would make her Easter baskets, and my art teacher thought I was crazy. My art teacher was Jewish, and she thought I was quite meshuggah at the time that I was drawn to this, and she kept reminding me, "You're Jewish," as did my mother. I would actually run away sometimes to go sing in the choir in the church, and got in a lot of trouble for that. My mom did not believe in God, and we used to argue a lot about the existence of God. I always believed that God was in my life. I didn't have a formal training, but I always knew that God was there.
When did you first start reading the Bible?
Oh, much later. I searched for God in a lot of places. I think I had a very naive understanding. God was like a friend that I would talk to. I looked at the moon, I would talk to the moon. I didn't worship the moon, but it was very comforting, the light and the darkness. And I always felt that God was listening, but it wasn't until much after I was a believer that I really opened the Bible. I came in through the back door, so to speak, because I was baptized even before I was a believer. my father-in-law was a pastor, and I wanted to be baptized, but I really didn't want to go to a public place to be baptized. I wanted it to be a very private thing. And since he didn't really speak English, he talked to me in his language, and we did the best we could to, he knew my heart was in the right place, and he baptized me because I asked him to in private. It was not a public ceremony. And then later I started to understand what it was all about. I gave my heart first. I took an action first, and then I came to make Jesus my Lord and Savior later.
And today, what does Jesus mean to you?
The peace that I have when I read scripture, just hold on to a verse when times are hard. The friendship that I feel, the comfort that I feel when things seem out of control, I know that things are as they should be in the world. They don't seem it. It's not what we see, because God is in control, and that gives me a great sense of peace. I don't try to control things anymore. I give it up to the Lord, and I know that tomorrow there'll be another day.
Some of your best friends are Gentile, including your husband.
Yes.
How do you live your life as a Jewish believer married to somebody who's Gentile? Do you celebrate festivals? Do you maintain identity? What works for you?
I guess we do it all in a way. We have children that we raised in Christian and Jewish faith, understanding of the roots of the Christian faith. They have a richer understanding of it when we celebrate Passover. They see the completion. As a family, they embrace both. There's no difference for us between one and the other.
That's wonderful. What would you like an inquirer to know about faith in Jesus? Let's say somebody is Jewish who's listening to this program. What would you want them to know about coming to faith and some of the struggles, perhaps, mm-hmm. that people face as believers in Jesus?
For a long time, I was very afraid to believe, because I felt that I was betraying the Jewish people and all those people who died in the Holocaust, and the burden. I felt that my family would disown me. Nobody in my family believes in Jesus. And when I started reading the Bible, it sounded very anti-Semitic. When I was reading it, there was a tone, until I understood that it was Jewish people speaking to Jewish people. And then I started to realize all the first believers were Jewish. And I thought I was the only Jewish person on the planet still left in the world who may have thought that Jesus might be the Messiah. And that was a exciting thought, but it was also a very scary thought, because I knew in my heart, but I was very afraid to make that decision because of the consequences that might befall me with my loved ones. It came down to not about my family anymore. The decision was between me and God. You know, it was my life. It was my salvation. And one day I called Jews for Jesus, actually. Someone had given me the number, and I spoke. I remember that day because I was reading something in the Bible, and I felt like I understood both sides of it. Both sides of the argument, actually, about circumcision. And I understood how important that was. And then they were discussing, I could understand both sides of the argument that was happening in Acts, the book of Acts. And when I called to someone had given me that number and I called, and I heard a voice sounded like a relative on the other end of the phone. Actually, it was Jan Moskowitz from Jews for Jesus in the Chicago area. And his voice sounded very comforting, and I wondered how he ever got away with being able to be Jewish and believe in Jesus. And it felt as if the struggle that I was having, he took the words straight from my heart, out his mouth. He was able to really understand what I was going through, and I'll never forget that, the peace that I felt. It was like I was in a war, and once I yielded to what I knew was inevitable, the struggle was over and the blessings doubled immediately. Being Jewish and believing in Jesus is a double blessing. It was the fear that stopped me for so long. It was 12 years that I went to church before I was going through the motions, but I wasn't really understanding what it was about and what it meant. And it took a long time, and I never gave up. I just acted as if I believed. And then it came.
Are your family still living, parents, for example?
Yes, they are.
And what kind of response have they had since?
My father is very accepting of whatever I do. He knows that I'm happy. He doesn't judge it. He has listened and talked to Jewish people who believe, but he's not ready. He has those obstacles. Even though his parents are not alive anymore, I think he's very afraid to make that decision, and he's almost 80. My mother had a very strong negative reaction. There are things I choose. We have agreed to disagree. There are some times that she'll send me things on the internet, those forwards, that are very pleasant about God. And I think she does that because she knows that I believe. So I think there's more of an acceptance now over the years. There used to be a lot more hard feelings. But over time, because we love each other, she has accepted me.
You have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a brother.
And his response?
One time I was trying to witness to him, and he said, you mean Jesus? The Jesus is who you believe in? And I said, yeah, the Jesus. I don't know that he really, I pray for him. I don't know that he really understands too much, the depth. It's hard for me to witness to my family.
And
I'm happy that they accept me.
In many family cases, that is the hardest sharing situation.
Yes. I just hope that it's someone else. I always pray that God will lead them to someone who will open their eyes. Mm-hmm. And if it's me, when I know the time is right, when the door is open, that I would have the courage to step in.
We're thankful for your willingness to share with us today. And I know that there are others who may want to be in contact. If you would like to chat with Jill, you can reach her through my email, and we'll be happy to forward it along. It's scinfl@aol.com. And ask for Jill, and we will make sure that she'd have the opportunity to communicate directly with you.
I would be very happy to do that.
Great. Mm-hmm. Jill, it's a blessing to have you with us. Thank you for sharing your faith on Sekel and Emmaus.
Thank you.
Godly men, Christ from the midst of Back again.